Welcome to our special conversations, or special chats as I like to call them. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I'm your host, Shantae, and the founder of Parenting Special Needs Magazine. Today, I'm excited to be speaking with Dr. Mimi Heineman about proven strategies to support your child's behavior. We could all use that. In case you have not been formally introduced to Mimi, she has been sharing her knowledge with Parenting Special Needs Magazine for over 9 years, so I'm sure you've read her. Mimi Heineman has a PhD in special education and is nationally certified as a behavior analyst. She has published a variety of articles and 3 books, including Parenting with Positive Behavior Support, a practical guide to resolving your child's difficult behavior. You might want to check that out. I love Mimi's passion, and we share a common belief. As Mimi says, she believes that parents are the single most important resource in their children's lives, and that by empowering them, it's the path to achieving the best possible outcomes and quality of life for their children. Mimi's here to share with us about the behavior intervention program she has put together, not just for children's behavior, but to improve family life as well. Welcome, Dr. Mimi Heineman, and thank you for joining me today.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And I wanted to ask, why did you create practice routines and a positive behavior support training program? And what problem do you think that it solves? I mean, I know it solves many, but can you explain a little bit in more detail your thoughts?
Sure. As you know, I've been writing for parents. A lot of people write about how to work with families with positive behavior support, but my goal was to develop things that parents can pick up and use themselves. So when I wrote the Parenting with PBS book, it was written to parents. Now as technology has evolved, we're able to develop better resources. And so the program, Practice Routines PBS for Parents, is a video series that really shows parents how to implement positive behavior support within the natural routines of their family life so that they can improve not just their child's behavior, but their lives. So it's exciting to me. I got a great opportunity with Iris Educational Media, working with their phenomenal production crew, to be able to engage parents and parents acting as actors and their children in order to get these real life scenes that I think help families.
Explain the program a little bit to me. If you implement the program, how will it impact their life with their family routine?
Okay. Well, there's 5 videos and there's also a curriculum that accompanies it that, you know, professionals can use if they're working with families. But the idea is that we start by identifying the routines that are most important. So for you as a family, you might be concerned about helping your child sleep at night or be able to sit down as a family for a meal or be able to go out in the community or just be able to get out of the house in the morning or get those chores done. And so, or homework, for example. So we start with the routine that's most important to you and your child, and then we identify goals. What would you like your child to do that they may not be doing in that routine? And are there behaviors you'd like them to stop doing that interfere with the routine? From there, we teach families how to record behavior so that they can track, is it improving over time? Sometimes as parents, we get so frustrated, we just say, it's never working, it's always a problem. And instead of being able to see objectively as things improve. Once we've done that part, the videos teach parents how to really pay attention to their children's behavior, to figure out, well, what's causing the routine to go well and what things are creating meltdowns or resistance or whatever you might be dealing with your child. And so you kind of do an antecedent behavior consequence recording in order to tease out those patterns.
All right, you might have to say that one more time. Say that part again, because...
Oh, it's what we call ABC recording, but it helps us look at what happens before a child's behavior, what they're doing and what happens after a child's behavior. Because by looking at the circumstances before and after a child's behavior, we can better understand why they're doing what they're doing. And once we have that understanding, like if a child wants attention or if they want to avoid something that they don't like to do, that helps us decide what strategies are going to make the most sense to support the child in that routine. So once we understand those patterns, then a parent can design a plan that fits within their daily life that includes proactive strategies, things we could do that would prevent problems and encourage children to participate better. We can create strategies to teach them the skills they need to participate in the routine and no longer have to rely on problem behavior. And then we also focus on how we respond to kids' behavior so that we're encouraging positive behavior, not problem behavior. So, for example, if a child gets a lot of attention for whining or arguing or resisting, and not a lot of attention for cooperation, we've got to turn that table so that the child's getting the better stuff for good behavior and not getting those consequences when things break down. So we help parents develop the plan and then figure out how you're going to put it in place within your natural routines.
Okay. Now, is there, case studies or an example you can share with us on something like that?
Well,
Or are the results that someone's had from working with you or working with this
absolutely.
program?
Yeah, we develop these videos and other resources as part of a research project funded by the National Institutes on Health. And we had parents participate in a training program. And it was really exciting because the parents had great outcomes. In fact, parents in both of our teaching groups saw improvements in what they felt were their skills, in their child's behavior, and reductions in stress and improvements in quality of life. One family I worked with, I got to serve as a parent educator on the program, which is always great for me when I get to work with families. I think about a lot because their family had really stopped going places. They felt like it was too much of a risk that their son was going to have a meltdown. And so they weren't doing things with their extended family. And they had a work barbecue coming up for one of their companies, and they really wanted to be able to go to this barbecue. So we focused on the routine of going out in the community, specifically focused on barbecues to start. And we looked at the routine, looked at what things might influence his behavior, developed a plan. And the family got to go to the barbecue, and they had a little bit of challenges, but they were minor, and it really meant going back to the car, helping him refocus, and then coming back to the barbecue. So they were able to stay. They were so encouraged that they went to a second barbecue. This was over 4th of July weekend, and they had even more success than that. So to me, when you have a family, finally go out and do things that they wouldn't have done before and feel good about it, and then feel like, okay, let's start tackling the next routine. And we can do this on our own. We're not reliant on some professional to develop the plan for us. Because we understand the principles, we can do it ourselves.
And I think that is huge. That's the part, if you understand how to break it down, which is what your program does, then they're able to implement it on their own. And that's awesome. Share it again, the potential benefits a parent or professional can achieve from using this. I want you to focus more on both of those. Like, I know you've already just mentioned the parents, but what if a professional was to use this program in conjunction with the parent? Maybe you can share a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, when you look at early intervention services and applied behavior analysis services and any educational services, there's a heavy emphasis on family involvement and family empowerment now. And so, really, any professional who's supporting a child's behavior and helping them to grow developmentally should be working very closely with the family in order to transfer skills across time. So as parents, we're with our kids 24/7 for their entire lives. We are the people who are in the position to be able to teach our children and support our children's behavior the most extensively. So for professionals, being able to have resources like this that help parents really understand why they're doing what they're doing and be able to problem solve on their toes is an advantage, because they can then take the strategies that a professional might be helping them develop and transfer those and use those more effectively. And it also reduces reliance over time. If we look at, you know, at early interventionists and behavior analysts, they're swamped. They're long wait lists for services. And so they really can't provide nonstop intensive support to families. Their goal is to support the family to become as independent in helping their child and help the child learn those skills to be as independent as possible, and then phase out so you can support that 1,000 family wait list that's right. Sitting there. Right. So it really can be a resource while families are waiting for services. It can be a resource to support implementation, and it can be a resource when services fade out, so that parents can go back and say, all right, I feel like things have slipped a bit, or we're facing a new challenge with a routine that may be new because our child's getting older, or we've changed our environment, and I need to go back and kind of beef up on those principles.
Right. And that's within the DVD and the special issue that we've put together. That's the DVD has a different training. Share about the DVD that's been produced.
The special issue has little clips that illustrate the process, and I think it's a wonderful resource because it gives parents the whole view of the process. What the videos do is they provide a great deal more information and a lot more video. So, for example, all of the strategies are designed based on the purposes of behavior. So if a child's getting attention or through their behavior, or they're avoiding things, or there's some kind of sensory outcome, or they're getting stuff as a result of behavior, that dictates different strategies. So in the videos, we have illustrations of every single type of strategy for every type of function. So parents can see, okay, this is what's going on with my child, and it may not be exactly what I'm going to do, but it gives me kind of the gist of what might make sense for my kid.
Right, and to be able to apply it, okay. Now, I know also with this, with you and I speaking today, you said that you would give the people a bonus or like a freebie, which is the worksheet. Can you share about that one, the behavior plan worksheet, like how they might use that?
Yeah, it's very easy. I'm a parent of two teenagers, and I might have a great plan for dealing with homework resistance or something like that. But in the moment, I have a tendency to get caught up in what's going on and forget what I want to do. So having a template that lists these are the strategies we're going to remember to use is really helpful. Also, it's beneficial to have very simple ways to track progress. Like we use a rating scale that parents can use to say, how well did this routine go today? So it gives you a sense for whether it's getting better. What's really cool about having what I call a behavior plan at a glance, because it's just one page, is that you can take that with you. I worked with a mom who actually carried hers in her purse because her routine was picking her child up from school each day, and her child would have meltdowns in the transition. And so while she was in car circle, she would take out her behavior plan as a glance, and she'd review it with her, and then she would remember, okay, I want to say these things. I want to remember to get my child a snack. I've got some activities in the car that will help with this transition. I'm going to let her know what's coming next. And that would help her remember to do those things. So tools like that are really beneficial for us.
Yeah, I love that behavior plan at a glance. I like that. That's a new, I like that one. I feel it's a tremendous value because I know as a parent, I've been on the waiting list. Then I finally got services. Even though I received services, I have benefited from having you write for us because I've been able to take the knowledge from the special issue as well as what I've learned from you all along and apply it. However, I did find personally that the DVD did help explain things in more detail that I wasn't quite getting. And I did not work it with work, use it with my behavior therapist because basically my daughter's phasing out. So now it is all on me to try to or our family to work out. So I'm really appreciating your information. So if you could share kind of so families understand this is a tremendous value that you are providing for families. And yes, it might be a little costly, but not based on what they would have to pay if it was out of pocket. And
Yeah. The DVDs themselves are $99. That's for 5 videos. That's what we've priced in order to make it, we have to offset the cost of development, of course. As for costs, it's hard to say. If your child is on the autism spectrum, you're probably eligible for ABA services, which may be covered under Medicaid or might be covered under insurance with a copay. Those copays vary considerably. If your child doesn't have autism, I feel like you're left in this strange place, if your child's experiencing difficult behavior, because there's less available for your child. And probably those are the parents that I see who are most desperate for resources because there isn't other coverage, but they might be covered under Part D early intervention or whatever. But it's so limited in terms of what they are able to access. My hope is that programs are going to start saying, we really need to empower families. We need to adopt resources such as this to provide training. I'm already working with a few organizations that want to make this training part of what they do, so that it is not a cost to an extra cost to parents. It's just part of an ongoing service. So I'd love to see whether it's these resources or some other quality resources, parents start getting really high quality evidence-based information to support their kids' behavior.
And to implement it in their family routines so that their life is easier. So, yeah, no, I agree. I think that's awesome. And I agree, it's not just autism. I mean, everybody, all children with special needs have, behavior issues and
And typical developing kids.
children,
I raised two boys, and there are points at which I've had to like reframe and say, what do I need to remember about what I do, so that I'm a better parent in those challenging behavior times?
as it is all the time. So I can't thank you enough. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I think that people should take action and definitely download the special issue as well as purchase the DVD and start improving their families' routines.
And I want to thank you because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have an outlet for this information. And so it's to me, it's exciting when I know that we're developing something and it's getting out to 300,000 families or whatever, and they're having access to information that they might not otherwise have. And I think our partnership has been pretty cool because I can create the content, but I don't know how to get it out there.
Ah, no, well, I appreciate it, and we're definitely trying to get it out there. So, I mean, I'm passionate. I think we had said that before. I mean, I believe exactly like what you had said, that parents, are the most important resource for their children, but they need to have the tools to help make them be successful in parenting their children. So, thank you for helping us bring that to them. And I thank you for everything that you have done for us over the years.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mimi, for sharing with us. I appreciate it. And a reminder today for listeners, they will receive two bonuses, the behavior plan worksheet Mimi briefly described in our conversation, plus the interactive special issue that shows real life video examples with real families, not actors. And I will also provide a link to the DVD so you can purchase a copy if it's a good fit for your family. And I hope that you will all take advantage of this valuable information. Thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to connect with you again next week. Bye for now.